Okay, Gimel Stephen, June 7th. Learning the section on Kav, we're on page Kuf Yud Ches. The point that Revolt was pulling out is a little bit subtle, but there's a common denominator about the things that Chazal describe as being Enochelik Olam Abo, and they all really have to do with Bizayon. Denigrating Torah, denigrating the personage that represents Torah, and denigrating a person in general. Shaming someone. And as he put it, if Sicha is taking someone's Olam Hazeh and is punished by the loss of the murderer's Olam Hazeh, so Malbin Penecha Vero takes away his kavod. And we see that the punishment is he loses his Olam Haba. So there's something about a person's kavod that has to do with Olam Haba. And the neshama is called kavod. And we're given a neshama in order to be marbe kavod shamayim. And then the last thing we had was he was quoting Rabbi Yonah in the Shar Gimel of Shari Tshuva. That our whole purpose here is to bring, every articulation, every gesture, and every movement should be to bring kavod shamayim. And a person who goes against that, it's as if he's saying that that's not true. So as he put, al ken yovdu me'akol. So the end of that paragraph, the end of the first paragraph, Ari kod Hashem tzarech le'iros, al kol tnua umabot. The glory of Hashem has to be visible, has to be seen in every movement and every glance, v'chol hanhagu pa'ula, and in every act and every conduct, v'zeh kol ha'odam, that's all of man. So kavod eino inyan shel nimus v'derech eretz. Kavod is not a matter of etiquette and, like you'd call, menschlichkeit. Be respectful. Have respect. It certainly has that, but it's much deeper. El hakara v'giluy ma'ilas hadavar. It's an acknowledgement. It's a revelation of the ma'ila. Ma'ila is a little bit hard word to translate, but it means the quality, a positive attribute that something has. So it's an acknowledgement of the true essence of something. Keshani mechabed adam, when I mechabed someone, hinni megales malasav achashivus alein kol. I am revealing his positive attributes and his importance to the eye of everyone. Keshani mechabed talmud chacham, when I give kavod to talmud chacham, hinni makir megala kedushas atara. I'm acknowledging and revealing the holiness of the Torah. Kishani mechabed es Hashem Yisbarach, and I'm mechabed Hashem, and I'm makir magal al kusa Yisbarach. His being God, his godliness. Ki einod mevado, there's nothing aside from him. That's the most important act. There's some things in halacha, sometimes people ask, shailas, or something is not usser, but it's acting as if it flies in the face of Einod Milvado, giving cover to ideologies or religions that deny that. It's not like eating a piece of chazir, but it's in some ways worse. Torasenu HaKadosha, Einu Machayevas, Osanu HaKara Mufshetas. Our Holy Torah does not require from us almost like a divorced recognition, philosophis. Philosophical recognition, el kavod. It has to be rooted in action. Shezeu ha-giloi v'zoi ha-kara b'levu v'maisa. It's a revelation and an acknowledgement in the heart and an action. I can do a math equation on the board and prove that something is true. And you can approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way also. Here are the words of the proof. It doesn't mean anything. The Torah doesn't want that. It doesn't want a philosophical, everybody should be able to recite arguments why we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wants demonstration in man's own heart and in his action. Uvako, his whole concept of Musar was that, right? Bringing it from just bringing it from the head to the heart. Uvako, ma anachnu yecholim lechabed. And with what force, with what power are we able to give kavod? Bekoach haneshama shehihi mitzias shel kavod. With the force of the neshama, which is an existence, a whole essence of kavod. Shezoi pu'ulosa ha'ikaris.
So we're giving the kavod with our neshama?
Yeah, our kavod is what gives kavod. That's what he's saying. Mm. But that is its primary function. L'chabed u'legalus romos habore, romos ha'odam, romos ha'tor v'tamachachem. To give kavod and to reveal in a positive way the loftiness of the Creator, of man as a reflection of Hashem, and of the Torah and those who study it. So that's a deep idea. The neshama is called kavod, and the neshama therefore is what's able to give kavod. This is the avoda and the action, the task and the function of the neshama in the world. The gadol, the romei mechabed, to elevate, lift up, and give kavod. Veizo mechubad and mechabed asabrios. So it really gives new insight into those words in Pirkei Avos. Right, that Mishnah, the famous verse Mishnah, beginning of the fourth parak. So some of the, it's telling you things that to someone who's superficial sound counterintuitive. You know, who's rich? You think you're rich if you have a lot. No, you're rich if you're happy with what you have. That I understand. Who's wise? Think it's somebody who's above everybody else? No, it's somebody who wants to learn from everybody else, because that makes you truly wise. But who is mechubad, one who honors others? You first hear it, that wouldn't be the definition of kavod. If you tell me is mechubad is not somebody that gets a standing ovation everywhere he goes, I understand it. But the dafka is somebody who honors others. But if the function of kavod is giving kavod, then the neshama is that entity that we're given that can be mechabed, that really is kavod. Kishiroim, let's see how he says it. Kishiroim she'adam mechabed esabrios. We see that a person honors others. Makir magala ma'alaso shekol echad ve'echad. He recognizes and reveals the ma'ala of each person. Roam shenishmaso po'elos v'chaye bekirvo. We are seeing that his neshama is working and alive within him. V'hu atzmo mechubad. And he is mechubad. V'amizal zalamakten. One who denigrates and tries to attribute smallness, umachapes mumim, and seeks out the blemishes. Eino nosein l'neshmaso lifol bekirbo. He does not allow his neshama to function within him. Ora eino meir lo. Its light is not illuminating for him. V'hu atzmo eino mechubad. He is not mechubad. Function of the neshama is to reveal kavod. So one who does that is mechubad. A person who doesn't do that, the neshama is not working right.
It's almost like the neshama's kavod is the neshama is an aspect of Hashem. So seeing it, revealing it as Hashem is what demonstrates the existence of it in our souls.
Right. Right. It's interesting that the Mishnah says Mechaberes Abriya. It doesn't say Mechaberes Hamakom. But because maybe that's a level beyond. There are people who can bring themselves to say Hashem is glorious, but can't. Right. The Tzelem Elokim in a person, it doesn't trickle down to that. That they can't bring it to.
Exactly. You're honoring the Tzelem Elokim when you honor someone, right, which makes Hashem extremely happy.
Right.
You're honoring him.
Right. When we say Ezehu, we're asking who is the ultimate. We don't mean there's a little bit. So if it just said Mechaber Zamalkom, probably hasn't achieved it fully. But yeah, it's all that idea. Mechubad kilomar neshmaso shel adam ze mechabedes osa. What does it mean? He is honored. He's mechubad. Means the neshama of this person is honoring him. Right. Hashem is a part of a person, and if it's functioning right, it's illuminating within him.
Right.
And he merits his own loftiness and elevation. And within him is revealed the godly light. Misoros bo midos tovos. They are aroused within him good midos, hamavios lamaisim tovim, that bring him to good actions, and miiros lahasagos amitios. And it will illuminate for him true understanding of things, grasping HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on.
It's very important to give Kala the right thing, because if you give it the wrong thing, you're elevating your own.
Yeah, then that's even probably worse than not functioning at all. If you're mechabed, that which is mezuzel, and vice versa, that's terrible. Umechubed zehu hu ben olam haba. That's what it means to be a ben olam haba. Mahu chelko shalodim olam haba. Because what does a person share in olam haba? What does that mean? Amar Rav Rachanin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Osed HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasas l'chol tzadok tzadok sheva chupos began Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make seven on canopies for every tzadok in Gan Eden. Shenemar avar Hashem al kol machon hartzion vel mikra'el anon yomam ki al kol kavod chupa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan alam shekol tzadok tzadok HaKadosh Baruch Hu osed l'chupa l'fi chvodo. So we don't understand exactly what descriptions in olam haba mean, but it's portrayed as HaKadosh Baruch Hu making honorable placements for people. Makes him a chuppah l'fi kvoda. Again, it's not physical, whatever it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechabed es tzadik v'olam haba. He gives cover to the tzadik in olam haba. V'zeh ha'odam zocha l'ramus l'ar'atzmus ma'od ne'ala mizushan Hashem ha'isim mechabed es ha'odam b'olam hazeh. And from there, a person merits much more of an elevation and a personal light much higher than whatever the neshama could do for a person in Olam Hazeh. Whatever he has in Olam Hazeh is a vestige. It's just like seeing the beginning of it. But it's a reflection of what's really in store for him in Olam Haba. So me'atam is barim adorim k'min chomer bezus Hashem kol avodas ha'odam ba'olam hi kvod shamayim v'chelko ba'olam haba hu kvod hashchina ha'chofe v'olav. Well, it says Zocha, Rak Mida Kenegan Mida, Misha Bechayev Kula Mechabed. The whole purpose, our whole function here is to bring Kavod, and that's basically what he has in Olam Haba. So when you have all of these statements, which as he pointed out, all have to do with failures in Kavod. God forbid the person who doesn't get Olam Haba is Dvar Hashem Baza. It's the opposite of kavod. Now we understand why. Because what we're here for is to bring kavod. Okay, well, continue with Hashem after Shavuos.